from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hung Lu?
I'm sorry?
My boy Hung Lu?
Wow.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Willard and Santangelo in the house.
Yeah.
It's the crossover. Payday Friday.
I got
version.
News for the Bay. I just ran by Willard.
Oh, God.
My idea.
You got denied.
And I forgot to add the most important part. We're going to get speed. We're going to acquire speed in my plan.
Like the drug?
No, please.
Is that somebody's last name? Jimmy Speed?
No.
Okay.
Reeves.
We're gonna find
the next Ozzie Smith.
No, you're
Vince Coleman.
Your idea needed like a Zoom invite or a Google Calendar or something because there are a lot of levels to it. You needed a spreadsheet. And then you went through a few things. I don't know. Did you go through with the audience already?
Yeah, did you say that?
Willard. Yeah, the minute you said Trevor Bauer, you lost me.
You said that on the air, that whole idea you just told us?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Trying to crater our show, apparently, by sending everybody away before we get on the air.
Go with a 10-man rotation.
And he felt like Oppenheimer when he said it.
Trevor Bauer is not even pitching well.
That's because he's not in the big league.
He just set a Mexican record for most strikeouts with 19.
Yeah, and did you see what has happened in some of the other games?
No.
It's been a gas can.
I just watched TikTok.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, Mark.
The
Giants don't need a pitcher who can strike out 19.
He can't strike out 19.
10? He did in Mexico.
Great. I've done some things in Mexico, too, that I wouldn't do in the United States.
So 10-man rotation, a closer for when you're ahead, and a guy to finish the ninth when you're not. That's it.
But what hurt is he didn't even focus on the lack of power.
Not at all.
That's what hurt me.
Because I'm a GM who builds my team with the ballpark in mind.
I agree with that. And I hate this. This is unfortunate, especially in 2024, and it's unfortunate for fans. But the ballpark is what it is, and the Giants should not be building their team around power.
I agree.
It doesn't work. And if you look at when they won World Series, they were not an offensive juggernaut at all. There's some good hitters on the team, obviously. But the idea of, players like Jorge Soler is just a bad idea in this town. It is. They don't hit the ball out of this ballpark.
The hardest ballpark for me to tailor your team around, and I still don't think they know, is the Rockies.
Coors Field, for sure.
I don't think they know.
I don't think
they've
it's
done
possible.
Studies.
Clint Hurdle took them to a World Series one time.
I used to argue what would work in Coors Field won't work anywhere else. So if they want to be good, they have to eliminate road games. I don't think they can be good for 162.
I think.
Well, they went to one World Series. Yep. Clint Hurdle took them.
I think the homestands take it out of them. They've done studies. If you play at altitude for like 10 days.
That makes sense.
And then you go on the road, you're beat. And then you swing at pitches at home, and you swing at those, and you get rewarded. Say you up and away, you hit one to right field as a right-hander, it's out. You swing at that same pitch on the road, so your strike zone has to vary from home to away. I think you slug there. I think you go Blake Street Bombers and you get guys that can hit 30 and strike out 200 times and try to win 11 to 10 every night.
That's what they did.
The only way they can win.
But it's very hard to then take that on the road.
Because you're not going to...
Look at the splits of a Dante Bichette and an Andrés Galarraga. And when that whole lineup was out there together, they mashed. Then they went on the road, struck out.
That's why Todd Helton, we just looked at his splits when we were there, and they're pretty similar on the road and at home, yeah, and that's why he got in the Hall of Fame.
Right, exactly. I think he was a set aside.
Yeah. But Willer, what about just getting talent and then go from there? You know what I mean? Like, they got to just be home runs, but just get talent. And that's why we were up here debating again for the 100th time, Luciano. I mean, nobody made Farhan say at that presser the day Soler got traded, we're doing this to get FP at bats, and then he gets like, and I'm making it up, 6 at bats.
21.
Yeah, the optics look bad, Willard. That's all. Like, I'm just, so I was telling Steiny, and he was like, well, maybe they know something. But even if you do, what made you say we're doing it for FP, and then that lasted 2 days?
Postseason last year in the dugout, nobody made Farhan say that we plan on Marco Luciano being our starting shortstop on opening day, but he said it.
Maybe you say things upstairs, and then downstairs, they're seeing something different.
Mm.
Where they're in the clubhouse every day. They're seeing how the guy acts in the clubhouse. They're seeing how the guy acts after at-bats. They're seeing how
worst case scenario in regard to being a baby or
I'm not saying anything. Yeah, no, I'm just saying in general terms, the coaching staff sees everything. Where the front office, Farhan might have thought that, like, let's get Marco Luciano at bats, and then you see a few at bats, and you see the reaction to those at bats, and there's different layers that go into this. And if you're trying to win and get to a wild card, you're not gonna just send some kid out there as a DH hitting ninth. To go 1-for-4 and not be able to run the bases, and you're in the heat of a wild card race.
So do I regret the trading of Soler? Not that that was the only reason, but when I hear the president of baseball ops say that had a lot to do with it, what do I do with that then if I'm asking where Soler and why was he traded?
I can't answer that.
I can buy what you're saying, but my follow-up question would be, why does the front office and the coaching staff on the field have to feel like cousins who only see each other on Christmas? How about if we talk a little bit more?
I don't know that.
How about if we get on the same,
man.
And I mean capital bleeping page. Stop fighting with one another.
I don't know that that's the case.
I don't 100%. Know that it's a case. I can tell you it feels like it. And there are some things that I know with regard to, at minimum, an eye roll type of a relationship that happens at times.
I mean,
and that's okay.
I don't know that Brian Sabian and Bruce Bochy always saw eye to eye.
That's fair. That's okay if, again, there aren't so many examples of them looking like they're changing their philosophy every Tuesday.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's when you lose me.
Well, here's what I always try to do. Okay, so when did they draft Luciano? Like 17 or 18?
Oh, God, yeah.
It was before Farhan.
Like 6 years.
Yeah. Okay, so I heard Fleming on today. The kid played shortstop since he was 4 years old. Okay, so the Giants draft him, and now he goes to single A or rookie, whatever he does, and he plays shortstop. And he plays shortstop for another year, and then Farhan comes in, and he starts looking. Like, I'm trying to figure out how he was down there so long, and he still looks so just overmatched at shortstop. And clearly what had to happen was they stuck with the plan of him trying to be a shortstop for 3 or 4 years or 6. And maybe now maybe they're finally ready. He can't play short.
I think everybody's agreeing on that now.
You think that's affirmed?
Well, I mean, there's always an upside, and sometimes a light bulb goes on defense. Offense, there's a ceiling, right? I can hit all day, every day for 24 hours a day, and I'm only going to be so good. But I feel like defense, if you really have an attitude to work at it, put the hay in the barn, that you can become better. Wade Boggs, I always use this as an example, made 50 errors in the minor leagues. He won a gold glove in the big leagues because he worked at it. So I'm just assuming that they were thinking, if he works hard enough at it, he's going to get it. But he just hasn't. And so that's okay. Maybe he's not a shortstop, and maybe he's a second baseman. Maybe he's a left fielder. I'm not seeing the things offensively to warrant that he's a second baseman or a left fielder right now. I've never seen so much hoopla about somebody.
Wow. Let alone a DH.
I'm not seeing the things that you'd want to see.
So is that on scouting, though? Forget the gloves, Donnie. Now you're talking about the bat, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but wouldn't that even make it more of a mess of, how was this dude touted like he was the next?
Well, it's like the golfers that shoot well on Thursday and Friday and the guys that don't shoot well on Saturday and Sunday. Mm. Like AAA, there's not bright lights. It doesn't go on the back of your baseball card. The pitching is really watered down from what I understand, because if you can pitch, you're in the big league. So You can be raking in AA and AAA, and then you get under the bright lights, and there's cameras, and you look up, and you're on TV, and there's a third deck, and everybody from your whole life is watching you on TV, and then you're being evaluated, and those numbers go on the back of your baseball card, and some guys, and I'm not saying this is Marco Luciano, can handle it, and some guys can't. Some guys can handle golfing in the last group of the Masters on Sunday. Some guys can't. Yeah, I don't know that that's the case, but right. I would have not have been a big leaguer had I not passed a lot of guys with more talent on their pinky finger than I had on my whole body.
Damn.
Just because it's just a mindset. It's your makeup. There's so many intangibles that go into it that aren't available on a spreadsheet that differentiate AAA from the big leagues, that differentiate bench player from everyday player, that differentiate everyday player from all-star. Like, there's so much more that goes into it than just a spreadsheet and numbers and analytics. And they're you can't quantify those. You have to see them with your eye, your trained eye, based on years of experience.
I think that's a big point, but I'll add a sort of a fresh concern, which is that if you say everybody now agrees that he can't play shortstop, I don't know if he can play anywhere. And that's not because he's had 30 bad at-bats or whatever. You said something to me actually a number of weeks ago. He does not have an instinct for the game of baseball. That's what I see. And that's what to me is a huge concern, because I don't know that those things are the things that get taught.
Everyone uses the age mark, and sorry to interrupt, but like, I knew it right away last year when he had a routine ground ball to short with one out, and he threw it across to first with a runner on first.
Yep.
It was an inning-ending double play, and he fielded it very relaxed and threw it across to first. And I'm like, as soon as the ball's hit, you're like, oh, he's out of the inning.
Right.
6-4-3, and he threw it to first. I played shortstop my whole life. Mm. From a very young age, I never did that.
But it's once. Not just shortstop. It's running the bases. It's, okay, I know that you thought the line drive was going to be caught, but when it wasn't caught, and I had people fight with me on Twitter about this, they're like, oh, once it bounced, he ran. He ran half speed, and he stopped again, and then got thrown out by a foot, and then got sent down the next day, and people are like, oh, that's weird. Like, look at what's happening. I'm sorry. He looks like he has no idea how to play baseball. Man, he's been down in the system for 6 years.
Well, that said, he's 22.
Okay, he's been playing baseball in the Giants system for 6 years, and he looks like he doesn't know how to play the game. Sorry.
No.
That's what I see.
It's hard to argue against that. But the argument would be he's up and down, and how do you develop when you're up and down all the time? But I don't know. I think there comes a certain time when a player has to take advantage of the opportunity, and it's on him.
Ramos did it.
Eric Burns was up and down on the A's shuttle all the time, and then finally something clicked and he stayed in Oakland because he's like, I'm done going back to Sacramento. And there has to be that time where Tyler Fitzgerald, I'm done going back to Sacramento. L.A. Ramos, I'm done going back to Sacramento. That it's incumbent on the player to show the organization that I ain't going down I-80, I'm staying here. I squarely believe it falls on the player. I hate the, well, they're ruining these guys. And, hey, man, you get your chance, and you get one chance. One chance is enough. You can take advantage of it.
Eminem. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Help me out with your guy, Billy, at ATCO.
What do we got?
Termites munching, causing you woe. ATCO Pest Control, we're pros you know. Swift solutions, eco-friendly care. Check out our site for what we prepare. ATCOPestControl.com, where pests beware.
There you go.
Wow.
He's your friend. Jay-Z. He's our friend. It was like my dad.
I almost fell asleep.
Yes, Donnie.
Because that was like my dad reading me a Dr. Seuss book at night. I almost just curled up in the fetal position and went to bed. Man.
All right, I'll start.
Go ahead.
Guru had a gripe about 5 years ago that was right on the money, and he talked about he talked about somebody on social media who asks for prayers, but they don't say what the prayer's for. And so what's bugging me right now is that the Notre Dame men's swim team, okay? They're not going to have a men's swim team this year. They've been suspended for a year. It involves something with gambling.
Oh, but they didn't tell you
but
what?
But they won't release the report.
That's weak.
And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I want to know!
Yeah, but you
what did they do?
But you don't always get to know. Andrew Wiggins. Now that's a...
You don't always get to know.
Well, that's what's bugging me. I want to know.
Okay, I get it.
In this era of where we know what we don't want to know because everybody, how does this stay secret?
They created an internal sports book to gamble on their performances plus other corrosive culture issues.
And that's what I'm talking about. Apparently, I know two little details.
I was going to say, like how did FP found this out in 8 seconds? No.
Sorry, show him up a little bit? That's my bad.
It's like, this is bugging me. I fixed it.
All right, now it says here their speedos were way too tight.
There's so much more. No, it's not that I don't have basic information. What's the corrosive behavior?
Oh, look at
Let me click on the article.
Yeah. Do you want to know who they're sleeping with too? Like, my God.
I want to know how the entire coaching staff does not get disciplined.
Mm.
They were exonerated. Apparently they had no idea.
Well, that's their
answer.
Well, the Giants scouts didn't know Luciano couldn't feel. So apparently.
I mean, I want more.
The team members effectively concealed their corrosive behaviors from the coaches and staff through concerted efforts. They were sneaky little dudes.
Exactly. That's why I want to know. What did they do?
The 2024 team is believed to have placed bets over underlines were established for swimmers' times. Certain races.
Being young.
With wagers.
Right?
And that's the school is defeating rumors that Pete Rose will be the next swimming coach.
As someone who has teenagers in the house, people that age can pull the wool over your eyes pretty nicely.
Yeah. No.
They do a real good job.
That's real talk.
Real good job.
Slow down.
We can't keep anything away from
down.
The
DJ. Yeah.
He knows
They're
everything.
They're swimming too fast.
Somebody said Pierce Evans, gambling in sports, shocker.
Yeah. Who thought of that?
Yeah.
Hashtag prize picks.
I'm just looking for details.
The amount of people that he gave me that. I'm in the store.
Oh, God. They're coming at you now.
Willard over fourth. I'm like, dude, that was 3 weeks ago.
Is that what's bugging you?
Swim team.
I'm ready to go.
You could just use that and we could get out of here faster.
Okay. Swim team needs an interpreter.
I want to stay.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, look at this guy.
The swimmers should have got an interpreter.
All right, I'll go.
Just
what's
settle
bugging
in.
Me?
Settle in for 8 more minutes. You're fine.
The extra inning rule in baseball, and the prime example is what we saw, I believe, Tuesday night or Monday night with Snell and Sale.
Two great,
just phenomenal pitching ball games. And if I can give anybody in my life 2.5 hours, guess what, fellas? I can give you 3. The beauty of baseball is there's no clock. Why would you ruin what we saw for 3 hours, fair, which was great pitching, and something so sacred in baseball, FP, to me, in sports, is first base. You got to earn it. You either got to have a good eye, an air, or you hit the ball. But to just slap a runner on second and act like we haven't been in our seat or at home for 2.5 hours, knowing tonight it's been hard to get a hit, I want to see that play out, and I want the teams to have to earn it. But to just go push a runner at second, and now it's Wrigley Field with the wind blowing out, I hate it. I think it stinks, and MLB's giving in to this. And what I have in my hand and what I refer to this is the phone and technology, because all these young punks can't sit still. I hate it. I hate the extra inning rule.
FP, you said this the other day. You're not the first to say it. I think this is the obvious fix to this that I really hope we get to sooner rather than later, which is just do that in the 12th instead of the 10th.
What?
Just do it. Like, just
later
do,
on.
Yes,
well, like,
I understand that, like, even though, like, Guru, you and I might be the nerds of the industry where it's like, I don't mind if we're here until 2 in the morning and it's the bottom of the 16th. I'm like, we're in. But, yeah, kids are asleep on people's laps. It's a school night. Like, it's a mess. And the players have to be back tomorrow at noon. I get it. So let's find a middle ground. Let's do the 10th and the 11th.
I hadn't heard that.
Let's do the 10th and the 11th and then put a runner at second and the 12th.
I would load the bases in the 12th.
That's fine.
Stop.
That's fine. Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Let's make a one to another, one to one game.
But
there's nothing more sacred than second base.
Second base is sacred. What that, there's a lot of years to get
what
there.
That gripe told me was, you were out of grind.
Sorry, no, Grady.
I was bugging.
You used that 2 years ago.
But that wasn't a gripe. It was bugging.
Yeah, well.
They different.
Yeah,
go ahead, FP. Willer.
Hey, go ahead, Mark. Mine's lame.
No, mine's lame.
Mine's lamer.
Fine.
I'll let you be the.
Mine's the lamest.
You can be the big finish.
Never lame.
No, I'm just. This will take 30 seconds, and I'll say it just because it's where my mind is today. I love summer. But like any parent, when you get to the end of the school year, you can't wait for the school year to be over. And then when you get to the end of summer, you can't wait for summer to be over. So summer is bugging me. Little buggers, I love you. Get your butts back to school.
Wow.
I can't. I'm coming into work every day at 2, and I'm already exhausted from trying to run these people ragged so that I can leave them for four hours,
man,
and get back and work more for them. I'm done. I've put everything I had into this, and I'm done. Go to school. Let's play football. It's been great seeing you.
You could take them for a long drive in the country and just drop them off somewhere.
I've done that already. And then I did that in July.
Just leave them out there.
Yeah. You're going to, Mark.
I love them so much. Go back to school.
That day's coming for Mark.
Mark,
go back to school. Yeah.
Mark, you're going to rue the day that your youngest goes to college.
No, it's coming. I know.
Yeah.
My oldest is a year away. And I don't even want to deal with it. I don't even want to think about
it. Faster. It's coming.
Well, we'll see where he goes. But I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah,
I'll be a total mess. I get stinks. That. I'm just talking about right now. Go back to school. I got to get to the grocery
store. Have they started, or are they getting ready to start?
Next week.
That's
next week.
We're late September. But
I know. Yeah. Summer is like Mirror Lake in Yosemite. It shrinks every year.
Oh, man.
Like, and part of it, these kids don't know. They're like, yay, ski week, and winter break is now 4 weeks. It's like your summer's going to be a week and a half.
And there you go.
And don't complain when summer's a week and a half because you took half the school days off. We didn't have any of that stuff. We didn't have any of that stuff, so we didn't go to school till after Labor
That's
Day.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah.
So but mine, you got MP.
Mine is the lamest. No, it hit me yesterday, and it keeps hitting me every time I drive around this town. Number one, everybody else sucks at driving, and I'm the only one that's good.
Shout out to Waymo.
Number two, you can't just park your car in a lane and put your emergency lights on and block traffic for 4 blocks because you have your emergency lights on in the middle of a lane.
That's
like, pull over.
Turns out you can.
It just pisses me off, whether it's an Uber driver or just somebody with their blinkers on and their maybe a truck if you're unloading stuff.
Yeah,
I can tip my cap because that guy's busting his ass working for a living. So okay, but just a regular car sitting there, and there's like that whole lane is blocked and it's causing traffic for 4 blocks, and you finally get up there and he's just sitting there. So what do? I lay on my horn. I try to scare the crap out of him at the very least when I finally get up there. And like, yes, let him know that this isn't okay.
You better be careful these days, FP.
Right. You can't just park anywhere.
You know what
I'm saying? That's what I do.
You can't just park anywhere.
I thought I'd cut you off. You got to quit doing that nowadays, man.
I want.
Oh,
these,
I see.
These
what
people
you're
are fun. I'm, FP, slow down on that. I love you.
Don't honk.
Ultimate, yeah, people are angry, man.
Ultimate throwdown showdown between FP and Dibs on the road.
Oh, boy.
You, like, he's the road angriest rages.
You
driver.
You guys yell on the radio. I yell when I'm driving.
Good. Let's see.
That day Dibs, you yelled at Grammy.
Angry,
I still ain't got up.
I know, that was bad.
We're going to go to California at midnight and go up that hill and face your cars off with one another and just go mano a mano and see who wins.
Nah, I just...
Let's go.
But these Waymo vehicles, it's the end is near, man.
They're learning, dude.
No, but they're blowing... They're waking people up.
They're driving more aggressive. They're whipping around the corner now.
I've been testing them, though. Yeah. I've been testing them. I'm like, you see me? You see me? And they're like, we do. Like,
you take a charge.
Be careful, Will.
I know, but
what happened to Willard?
I'm into Waymo now.
Dude, if you get your feet set and take a charge from a Waymo, you're rich.
But when you see nobody in there and it's just licking
it's
at
also
you.
The last charge
to the Pajewski that take the charge.
I was set. I heard a comedian last week say there'd be way more accidents if actual people were driving.
No, that was funny.
Hey, was there any chance that was Strokey Robinson who said that?
Oh no, he's talking about the comedian Kurt Robinson. He's had two strokes and his stuff, his material is about
Strokey Robinson.
So another comedian called him Strokey Robinson. But his material, I don't like it. He makes fun of him having a stroke.
I went to see Michelle Wolf at Cobb's last night.
Michelle Wolf's hilarious. I saw her last night. She's my second favorite.
Yeah, Kristen and I were in the second row at Cobb's, man. She was phenomenal.
Glazer's your first.
Nikki Glaser. Bill Burr's number one.
Oh, he's
and Wolf is number
two. Is Maniscalco on your list?
I like when she pissed everybody off at the White House correspondence thing.
She did material on what she told Kim Kardashian to say at the Brady roast that they
leave
wouldn't
Kim
let her
alone.
Say.
Really?
It was so good.
Give me a letter grade it last night's so performance.
All righty.
I give her a B plus. Okay. It was very, very good.
You thought about it, though.
Well,
it
could have been a
C-mo.
Yeah, she was very good. I really had to go to the bathroom, and I didn't want to walk out in the middle of it, so it kind of ruined the performance for me
single?
A little bit.
She's single.
All right.
No, she just had a baby.
Where are you going? Right.
That doesn't mean she's not single.
She talked
on
about
95.7 on the game.
I should know that.
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.